Brother Royce, this is today's Biblical Alert. Dr. J. Royce Thomason, known as Brother Royce, was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, a World War II veteran, a medic in the Army, a dentist. He preached the driving themes of the ministry, the voice in the wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity, contending for American freedoms. And we honored him, pay tribute to Dr. J. Royce Thomason in our Hall of Faith Bible Memory Card series, teaching a little bit about his ministry and his background. In that Hall of Faith series, we teach the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. And it's summed up in thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The message, the gospel message that Brother Royce preached for over 7 decades was a message of life, eternal life. The voice in the wilderness has stood strong for that message of life, abundant life, only through Jesus Christ, preaching the good news of eternal life. A rise in abortion due to medicine available to kill babies. Medication abortion accounted for 63% of all U.S. abortions in 2023. A tragic thing in this country. The district of corruption and the Democrat Party of death. Dr. J. Royce Thomason preached for men and women to know eternal life through Jesus Christ. Death, where is thy sting, O grave? Where is thy victory? It is the message of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. That has been the theme of Dr. J. Royce Thomason's ministry, the theme of the voice in the wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity, preaching the King James Bible and the old paths, the life, the good life, the abundant life, the blessed life through Jesus Christ, and contending as he was a World War II veteran. He loved this country. He held high the flag in God we trust, preaching the message of life and abundant life, the message that has gone out from this country around the world, the message of Jesus Christ. This is today's Biblical Alert.